There is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one.
The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Opposition Economic Front President Winter Kavimba wonders if members of parliament consulted their people before supporting bills in parliament. Church urged to be consistent on moral issues. And M23 pulls back from eastern DRC towns as ceasefire pressure mounts. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Opposition Economic Front President Winter Kavimba has questioned whether members of parliament consulted their constituents before passing the over 70 bills in the National Assembly. Mr. Kavimba further wondered whether some of the laws being enacted truly reflect the views and interests of the people or merely represent personal opinions and political party positions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kavimba said elected representatives have a duty to engage the people they serve before supporting or passing any bill presented in the National Assembly. He expressed concern that many members of parliament spent most of their time in Lusaka instead of returning to their constituencies to consult citizens on important national matters. Mr. Kavimba also questioned whether lawmakers take enough time to read and scrutinize bills before debating and passing them in parliament. He said parliament should ensure that legislation is people-driven and reflective of the aspirations of the citizens.
You can never establish that what the MP is saying is representative of the views of the people. I can also tell you that representative democracy in this country, as I saw it in parliament, okay, is a farce, it's a charade, it's a mockery. Because even members of parliament that are elected in the rural, from the rural constituencies, what they do immediately they are elected, they come to Lusaka, they relocate. Even if they came from a village, an average of 7 bills in a day for a parliament that sits, you know, from 14, 30 hours and sits from Tuesday to Friday. You must be angels operating in heaven, not human beings of flesh and blood.
Opposition Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza has urged President Hakainde Hichilema not to assent to the Public Gathering Bill of 2026, describing the proposed laws as an assault on democracy and a bad piece of legislation. Mr. Mwanza says the law is likely to be abused by the ruling party and can lead to the arrest of opposition political members and ordinary citizens ahead of the elections. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwanza warned that both politicians and non-politicians could find themselves on the wrong side of the law for allegedly failing to comply with its provisions. The country is getting into an election campaign period. How will people campaign if for every activity people need to give police notification? Questioned Mr. Mwanza. He said that while the law may appear beneficial to those currently in power, leaders should remember that such legislation could also affect them once they leave office. Mr. Mwanza further stressed the need for lawmakers to enact legislation that strengthens and promotes Zambia's democratic principles instead of restricting freedoms. He has since appealed to President Hichilema not to sign the bill into law, insisting that it would negatively affect democracy and civil liberties in the country. Yesterday, the National Assembly of Zambia passed the Public Gathering Bill of 2026, which seeks to repeal and replace the 1955 Public Order Act.
That law is a very bad law. First of all, the description of who a gathering is wrong. To put a law that three people, when three people meet in a public place, they need to notify the police 5 days earlier, and the police have been given 3 days in which to make a decision, is wrong. But they have to know that these laws they are making have a bearing, especially when they lose power. So we as a people must be making laws that build, laws that improve our democracy and not shrink our democracy. That is a bad law, and I want to urge the president not to sign that law. The president must not assent to that law.
Pentecostal Assemblies of God presiding Bishop Joshua Banda has encouraged his fellow clergy and church mother bodies across the country to remain consistent when speaking out on moral issues that arise in the nation. Bishop Banda says the clergy has a responsibility to ensure that matters bordering on morality are addressed consistently rather than through selective commentary. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Banda said the clergy is doing a commendable job in ensuring that moral issues are addressed, but noted that more can still be done. The church, as the body of Christ, could be more consistent in speaking out on issues that negatively affect society, especially where morals are concerned, said Bishop Banda. He said the church will continue to offer guidance, particularly on moral matters, which he described as important in shaping society, especially among young people. Bishop Banda stressed the need for the country to continue upholding Christian values and principles in all quarters of society, including entertainment and social media.
Your concern is fair. We have to be consistent. I can only ask us to make sure that we are sensitive enough that when there is something like this happening, we raise the voice to guide. This should not be done for headlines, to guide. But let me also say that there are times when you may not see the headlines. It may mean that there are activities being done behind the scenes where certain things are still being addressed. I must tell you that that case is also there, but I cannot just wash this away. I do concede.
The Zambia Environmental Management Authority, ZEMA, has approved 585 projects out of the 613 considered to support the country's economic investment. ZEMA Acting Corporate Affairs Manager Mercy Zulu says this achievement has passed the annual targets of 1,200 environmental impact assessment reports as at April 30, 2026. Ms. Zulu says from the 613 considered, 15 were rejected, while 13 were deferred pending further consideration. She says ZEMA has continued to facilitate economic investment and national development after reviewing 613 environmental impact assessment reports by April 30, 2026, representing more than half of its annual target of 1,200 assessments. Ms. Zulu said approved projects cover a broad range of sectors critical to Zambia's economic and social development, including 268 projects in mining and mineral processing, 95 in manufacturing and processing, 100 in the energy sector, and 98 in infrastructure development. She said the agency also approved 15 projects in agriculture and forestry, as well as 9 in tourism.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has continued to support economic investment by considering 613 environmental impact assessment reports as of 30th April 2026. This is against the annual target of 1,200 environmental impact assessment reports. Out of the 613 projects considered, 585 were approved, 15 were rejected, while 13 were deferred.
In Africa news, fighters from the Rwanda-backed M23 armed group have withdrawn from several areas of the violence-plagued Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The group, the locals and military told AFP on Monday. The United States is attempting to enforce a peace deal between the anti-government M23 and the Congolese government.